Welcome to Faith That Overcomes with Dr. Daryl Huffman. Today, Pastor Huffman will be sharing a message with biblical truths that will help establish you in your relationship with Jesus, build your life upon the Word of God, and empower you by the Holy Spirit to live victoriously. And now, here is Pastor Daryl Huffman.
Use God's faith is what he's saying. How does God's faith work? Well, in verse 23 tells you, "For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain," God's faith speaks to the problem. What does it say? That "be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith." Now let me show you something here, folks. You want to use your faith against the devil and whip the devil and overcome the devil? You're going to have to start talking to him. Amen. And you have to believe in what you're saying more than he believes in what he's saying. Amen. The devil, when he tells you you're going to die, he believes it. Did you hear me? When the devil says, "I'm going to destroy you," he believes that. And he pumps that thought into your mind and throws those words at you, and he believes everything, and he is serious. I mean, the devil is dead serious when he comes to his attack against you. And we as Christians, we run around here flighty and flippy and say, the Word says, and you don't believe anything he's saying. And it ain't going to work. You've got to do it God's way. And the God kind of faith believes it in the heart and says it with the mouth. The God kind of faith takes the Word and puts it in the heart and fills their faith up with the Word and begins to speak the Word into that situation, praise God. And Jesus said, you get what you say. He said, if you'll believe it and put your eyes on God and believe in what God says and begin to talk God's Word will begin to fight the battle for you, praise God. See, your faith ain't how big and tough you are. Your faith is in how much you grab a hold of what God says and are willing to work with God to get the job done. Are you listening to me? I'm using my faith, hooking up with God, saying what God says, expecting God to bring it to pass. So that's how I'm going to fight the good fight of faith. Look over here in Matthew chapter 4 and let the Lord Jesus Christ show us. He is our example, isn't he? Matthew chapter 4. Let's see how the Lord Jesus Christ used his faith and overcame the devil. However he did it, we can do it. Isn't that right? He said that we could do the works that he did if we believe on him. This is one of his works. He overcame the devil. Matthew chapter 4 and verse 1, it says, "Then was Jesus led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil." Anybody ever been there? You know, every temptation you get into wasn't just necessarily the devil's idea. Oh, made a few twitches in his full gospel faith word-speaking church, didn't it? It says here that Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. Huh? Do you know that sometimes God puts you in a situation so he can prove himself through you to the people that you're in with? You know, you might find yourself, you prayed, you believed God that you were supposed to be in that place, you were supposed to have that job, and when you got there, the raunchiest heathen in all the world were working there. And you come home every day, "Oh God, why do I have to be there? Why do I have to be there?" You ever thought that maybe God led you there so that he could work through you and bring light into that darkness? Hmm? Now see, I'm going to tell you something, folks. The Spirit don't lead you into sickness and disease. The Spirit of God don't lead you into poverty like in want. The Spirit of God may lead you into a hard situation, and God may tell you to go put your flag down when nobody else has succeeded before. But I'm going to tell you what, if he does, he believes in you enough to put you there, and he's expecting you to win. He's wanting to prove that when the devil... See, the only way God can take certain territories is if he can get somebody to listen to him to go in there to take it. I need to say that again. I'm telling you. The only way God can take certain territories is if he can get somebody to go in there and stand and do what he says to do. That's what he means. If there's a wilderness out there, it'll stay a wilderness until light goes in there and plants its flag and drives the devil out of it. Amen. That's why some of these churches, I read these magazines, and I was reading about this one pastor, and he's gone right down into an inner city area and put a big tent up. I said, what are you doing? You're going in there where there are drugs? And he said, I'm going in where there is no light with the light, and I'm going to change this community with the gospel of Jesus Christ. And the governor is down in Florida, and the governor has gone over there to where he is at because his programs are working and the governments are not, and he's come in and talked to him and asking him, how are you transforming this place? His answer was, by the power of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're changing people from the inside out. Well, God led him into that wilderness, and he's been tempted, tested, tried, and proven by the devil over and over and over. But how did he win? He went in there in faith, bless God, and he went in there with a purpose, and he's willing to fight and endure the attacks and stand against the trials until he got the victory. Do you understand this, what I'm telling you? If there's a forest out here, somebody's got to cut the trees out before you can build. Are you listening? Sometimes you might be facing an area that's uncharted in your life. Well, right now the devil's ruling that area because nobody's ever gone in and fought it. But I'm going to tell you, God may lead you to step over there and start using your faith to clear that thing out so God can bring light to it. That's what he's talking about when he says, led of the Spirit into the wilderness, be tempted of the devil. He's saying, go in there and take the territory. Hallelujah. Now, how did the Lord Jesus Christ go in and take the territory? He says, and when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward a hunger. He went in there fasting, praying, ministering to the Father, accomplishing the will. And verse 3, and when the tempter came, that's the devil, came to him, he said, if, see, here comes the questions. Here comes the attack. Here comes the doubt and the unbelief. Here comes the second guessing. Maybe I shouldn't be here. Maybe I should be doing something else. Who am I to be here anyway? Why do I think I could win this thing? Why? I mean, you know, after all, I'm not called of God. I'm not anointed of God. Why didn't he send a prophet in here? If you be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. He gets you second guessing, and now what's he going to try to do? Get you back in the natural. Get you back in the flesh. How did the Lord whip the devil? How did he fight the good fight of faith? How did he run him off and begin to possess his land? But he, the Lord Jesus Christ, answered and said. Now, so the Lord didn't put up his fist and say, come on, you lousy serpent, I'll fight you. That's right. No, she didn't go storming off into the night. Bless God, I hate the devil. Amen. He didn't cuss. He didn't snort. What did he do? And he answered and he said. Look at that. And he said. What? It is written. No, she didn't reach up in heaven and say, give me a mystical weapon that's been reserved from the ages for me. What did he do? He reached back into the gospel, back into the word. He said, wait a minute, devil. Before you try to cross this boundary and before you try to possess this land, before you try to stop anything else, let me tell you what God said.
Yes, amen.
Now, the reason the devil could rule that wilderness up till now is because nobody had gone in there under the anointing of God and said what God said. I'm going to tell you something, folks. If there are areas of your life that the devil is ruling, it could be because you have never gone in the power of the Holy Ghost in the name of the Lord Jesus and taken his word and stepped up and said, wait a minute, devil, here's what God said. Now here's what's going to start happening.
Hallelujah.
Are you listening? He said, it is written. It is written. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. He just spoke the word to him. Tell you what, folks, you can't say it is written if you don't know where it's written. You know that? Wait a minute, devil, I heard it's written somewhere. He said, forget you. He said, I'll write something on your forehead. That's what the devil will do to you. I mean, you cannot go on hearsay and fight the good fight of faith. You got to strive according to the word. You got to do it God's way. And folks, do it God's way. You've got to know that you know that you know that this is what God said. Are you listening? You've got to know it. It is written. Now let's go on down the next. Then the devil takes him up into the holy city and set him on a pinnacle of the temple and said unto him, if you be the Son of God, cast yourself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge unto thee concerning thee. In their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou shalt dash thy foot against a stone. Notice the devil came to him the first time, just hit him with an open lick. The second time he quoted scripture back to the Lord. You ever been there? I mean, the devil hits you and you say, but wait a minute, it's written, and you got your word to go, and he'll come back with another scripture.
That's right.
You know, the trouble is, he took that scripture out of context.
Absolutely.
And he didn't read the rest of it. Because you speak the word and the devil will give you a half-eyed, cock-eyed, you know, scripture out of context, and you go, whoa, wait a minute, maybe that's true. And doubt and unbelief will kill you. What would the Lord do? Let's read it. Verse 7, Jesus said unto him, it is written again. Wait a minute, devil, let me straighten out your theology.
Hallelujah.
Wait a minute, devil, let me straighten out your doctrine. You're a little off here, devil. Let me tell you what it really says. Peter said in his first epistle, he said that we are to always have an answer for the hope that lieth within us so that we can answer whoever questions us. You got to get in the Word, folks. You're going to win. You're going to get the Word and find out what's going on. And you're going to have to make your mind, I'm going to stick with the Word. I don't care what feelings say. I don't care what the people say. I don't care what circumstances say. I am going to stick with the Word of God. I'm going to do it the Word way. Amen? And so he said, it is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Well, what's the next thing? The devil comes to him again, takes him up in the mountain, shows him the glory. See, there's the lust of the flesh, the pride of life, and the pride of eyes. Deceitfulness of riches. Same weapons he uses against you and me. So what's the Lord do in verse 10? Then said Jesus unto him, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written. I mean, every time he just spoke the word to him. Come on, folks, get a hold of this revelation. Realize that your victory is in fighting with the Word of God and knowing what this book says and getting it in your heart and saying it out your mouth and letting the Word change your circumstances for it. It is turning Jesus loose on the devil by speaking His Word and letting the Lord bring it to pass. Praise God. There's nothing hard about this thing. Just get a hold of how it works and start working it, praise God. Just begin to do it. Just begin to believe God. Just get sold out to the Lord. Just get in the Bible and find you scriptures. Man, whatever area of your life is a wilderness, find scriptures that will make it a garden. Amen? The Bible says that God is called over in Isaiah. He said we're to be a God's watered garden. Hallelujah. Find you scriptures and invade that area that's defeated and begin to speak to the mountain. Begin to speak the word. And just tell it is written, quote it chapter and verse and say, devil, if you don't believe it, let me turn over here and read it to you. And he spoke the word to him, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. See, he got tired of it. He said, just get out of here, devil. And on your way, here's something to think about.
That concludes today's message. We hope that you have enjoyed listening to the broadcast and that you've been encouraged, challenged, and strengthened by today's word. To receive your copy of today's message, visit us online at darylhuffman.org and click the link This Week on Radio. You can also order by calling us at 304-733-4423. Once again, that's 304-733-4423. To order by mail, just write to us at Daryl Huffman Ministries, P.O. Box 940, Huntington, West Virginia, 25712. Thanks again for listening to today's message. Faith That Overcomes is made possible by New Life Team Partners and Daryl Huffman Ministries. For more information on becoming a partner with this ministry, visit us at darylhuffman.org and click the partner link or call 304-733-4423. Once again, thank you for joining us today on Faith That Overcomes with Dr. Daryl Huffman.